Hey, what's up, everyone? And welcome to episode number 269 of the weekly Google Cloud Platform podcast. It's Stephanie Wong here again. And now I'm here with my colleague and teammate, Terry. Terry, what's up?
Not much, Stephanie. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on. I thought the topic was appropriate for you, so I knew I had to get you in the room. For everyone else, Terry, what are we talking about today?
Today, we have Phil Patool and Reed Taylor, who are from the cloud logging team, the engineering manager and the PM, respectively. They just pushed out a whole bunch of new features for cloud logging, which is cool, and also teased a number of upcoming features that really make cloud logging a lot more interesting and basically open up a whole lot of doors to new things that you can do with logs.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, but I don't have that much experience with logging in general, but I know that you have created some tutorials for it. You have had some experience with logging. So yeah, I'm excited to learn more. How about you?
Definitely. You know, it's one of those things where everybody needs it. It's not always necessarily the most exciting thing, but man, when you need logs, you need logs. And the set of announcements that they have really help make that better.
Exactly. So before we jump into the conversation, let's go ahead and dive into the cool things of the week.
So something I found that I'm really excited about is that Google has teamed with Coursera to create a new ML Academy and a new offering around it. Basically, what you do is you come to a seminar, and that seminar talks about AI's impact on the job market, and you get a free demo of training models with Vertex AI, which is a new offering from Google Cloud around ML. You sign up for that, and you get a free month of access to the Preparing for Google Cloud Certification Machine Learning Engineer Professional Certificate, which is a really wordy way of saying our certification to become a Google Cloud Certified ML Engineer. You have to go to the seminar first, which is, I believe, July 22nd. And you can watch it live, answering questions about it, whatnot. Or you can watch the screencast anytime after that up until August 31st. And then you can claim the offer and get a month of access to that certification content.
Sweet. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love free 99, especially when it comes to online trainings to get you jumpstarted on your AI journey? And if you haven't heard too much about Vertex AI, I know we've talked about it a little bit on the podcast before, but this would be a good opportunity to learn more about it. So my cool thing of the week is around our new security products. So last week we talked about how to approach a secure software supply chain. And tomorrow is our Cloud on Air event around that. But we also had a security summit last week as well. And we had a lot of new announcements around security. We launched Cloud IDS, which is our cloud native managed intrusion detection system that helps detect malware, spyware, command and control attacks, and other network-based threats. And it's actually built in collaboration with Palo Alto Networks and their advanced threat security technologies. And the cool thing about this is that soon IDS will integrate with our Security Command Center and Chronicle. So if you haven't heard of Chronicle, it's our cloud-native security analytics platform, which also had a major milestone as well. And they have new integration with our analytics platform Looker and also BigQuery. Definitely check out the blog post to learn more about these products, because there's more information about our new automated SecOps options as well. So check it out. And now let's go ahead and jump into our interview with Philip and Reed. Philip and Reed, thanks so much for joining the GCP podcast. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourselves and what you do here at Google Cloud?
Hi, Stephanie. Yeah, my name is Philip O'Toole. I'm an engineering manager based in Google Pittsburgh, where I'm responsible for the design and development of the Google Cloud Logging Platform.
And my name's Reed. I'm a product manager. I work with Philip also in Google Pittsburgh. I'm relatively new to Google Cloud. I've been with that team for, I guess, coming up on my 3-month mark at this point, but I've been with Google for actually just this week, crossed my 10-year Googleversary. So the company for some time, but fairly fresh face to cloud. But outside of work, I actually have some hobbies where I've done some work inside of GCP. And so it's not entirely new to me as a product. It's just shifting from being a user to focusing on it as a product, which is exciting.
So can you tell me, like, what actually is GCP cloud logging? There's a whole lot in cloud ops other than logging, and sometimes kind of lines get blurred. So what actually encompasses cloud logging?
I guess we could start by sort of reminding ourselves what log data actually even is and why we care about it. It represents everything that every component of any active system cares to say about its state while it's running. And that runs from the highest layers of whatever our application is, right on through all the libraries and APIs, through operating systems, VMs, bare metal, everything might be saying something about its state. And that transcript, as it's playing out, represents the complete record of everything that's gone on, including security and relevant stuff and audit logs and other types of things that can be very, very important to keep a hold on. So like, for one thing, this is incredibly valuable, assuming that you want to know what's going on. And number two, it's incredibly voluble. There's just so much of this data that it's very common to need tools to both capture and then analyze this type of information so that you can use it for the day-to-day tasks that we all need to get done. So GCP cloud logging is a comprehensive multi-log analysis and management tool for log data. It's part of the bigger GCP cloud operations suite, as you mentioned, and ops management. So you have monitoring and trace and debug and other things right alongside. Cloud logging is built along with those to work great on GCP specifically because it's tightly integrated with Google Cloud's offerings, and those products automatically push their data straight into cloud logging. But as I mentioned, it's also a multi-cloud system for doing on-prem log storage and analysis, as well as that for logs that we're bringing in from other sources. So it really is a comprehensive tool for understanding a deployed system.
What are like some of the key things that cloud logging offers, kind of the feature set?
So let's see. First of all, you've got collection, right? We have to bring in everything that's coming. I'll mention again here that the GCP services are already emitting the right logs. And we have a team, actually, Philippa, it works specifically on making sure that everything that's part of the cloud platform is already doing a good job of causing the logs to make their way to the right places. But that's also a general purpose capability. Second, the logging platform offers routing. The log router inside of the log platform is a product unto itself. It has evolved in a way into a kind of Swiss Army knife tool for handling and managing logs and where they go, because it operates at such large scale and it has a very generalizable capability to move this data around as it arrives. And so you can obviously support basic operations like the creation and management of log syncs, but we also see people using it to do stuff we never even envisioned, sending information out into different forms of analytics or capturing specialized forms of business intelligence, you name it. And then third, there's the ability to do queries and perform analysis over the logs data. And this is sort of what I was alluding to a minute ago. Like, we keep them around because we need to know stuff. And so the bulk of that telemetry and observability, all those insights and alerting, that all comes out of these logs analysis capabilities. So when everybody's diving deep, they're touching on the logs through the platform. And when we're looking at aggregates, this is all built on top of these query and analysis capabilities. So that's the place that our team also spends a lot of time, is on the native ability to analyze and understand log data right in the platform. Yeah, there's one other core component of cloud logging to consider, and that's where we're actually going to spend most of our time today, which is specifically the storage and management of the logs. We have to decide which ones we're going to keep, how and where we're going to store them, and what are we going to do with them once they're there. And there's a lot of exciting stuff to talk about in that domain.
Right. So you're basically saying that log data management is in many ways just as important as query and analysis. And we do talk about that a lot. So why is this the case, and why is the management aspect of it so important?
Right. Yeah. So obviously storing the logs is a necessity if we're going to look back at them. If you're storing the logs, you're routing them to the storage, and then that means you're managing logs. So it can be easy to take those basics of storage almost for granted, right? We integrate it directly, and for many deployments, it's easy to set up, if not automatically set up. But as long as the storage capabilities and configuration in those setups match your use case, you may not have to do more. But where things get interesting and exciting is that we're offering increased ability to control and do more sophisticated things at that layer. Odds are many users care about the rotation or retention and access controls for logs. These are things we talk about a lot, sort of fundamentals. And then security applications and compliance, governance and auditing, these are also very commonly discussed. But increasingly, we see that customers are finding it valuable or even necessary, if not mandatory, to manage finer grained details of logs data, like how they're routed and where they're stored, and like finer grained details of who has access to which pieces of information that are in the logs. So today, rather than focusing on debugging issues with the router or trying to manage the storage, we can talk about capabilities we're adding to that management side, including some that are out on the horizon that Philip can maybe tell us about later.
Oh, you mentioned stuff on the horizon, which is like, you know, catnip for us who like want to hear what's the latest and greatest. So what kind of features are on the horizon for cloud logging?
The first concept that's interesting to talk about might be log buckets. Log buckets allow users to explicitly separate the routing and the storage of logs. This used to be tied together, but for a bunch of different reasons, including some that I'll mention in a second here, like we've now enabled customers to manage the syncs and how logs are routed in a manner that's independent of the underlying storage. That's not necessary for all situations, but where it is, it can make things much simpler in terms of management tasks, because you don't necessarily need to perform the same repetitive thing if, let's say, that we have data that is living in multiple places, that all that routing does not need to be maintained sort of multiple times. We also have cases where certain setups and deployments just wouldn't be possible without allowing those two things to be separated. And in fact, that's a useful segue into data regionalization, specifically data residency. In the changing times, we now see that a lot of cloud customers have really specific requirements about where and how their logs data gets stored. So we've updated and extended the management tools, as well as a number of other platforms, components that touch this information, to make that data residency a first-class part of the overall logging suite for people who need it. And then a third thing is log views. So I've been a product manager for almost 20 years and in cloud user for a number, as I mentioned, but I'm sort of new to thinking about this space from the product mindset. It's like views is a term that originally confused me. I now understand this to really be talking about access control and access control techniques specifically that are finer grained than some we've ever had before. This has been a wish list item for a long time. And as an example, log views allow for field level access controls, which were never previously possible. So in a lot of applications, there might be records that are of interest across a number of different job roles, but where specific pieces of data might have PII, or they might have other pieces of sensitive information that aren't necessary, for example, managing IT ops or other things. It's now possible to section off and protect that type of information from view without needing to necessarily have a filter and be rerouting and duplicating things or doing other kinds of work that just aren't strictly required. Lastly, we have retention. Log retention used to be fixed at 30 days. We had 400-day retention for audit logs, but now that's vastly more flexible and it's applied on a log bucket basis. Philip, maybe could you tell us some more about like why that's exciting?
Yeah, retention has become very important because not all logs have the same value. Some, such as operational logs that are telling you what your cluster did this morning when you're trying to debug a performance issue, those logs generally are not that important once the performance issue has been solved. But then you have very important standards like PCI, the credit card company standards, that mandates that other types of log data needs to be kept for much longer. I think it's 13 months is the rule. So with different types of retention, you can now support different types of workloads. Perhaps the logs from your billing service need to be kept for 13 months, but the logs from your operations only need to be kept for 30 days. So that is really helpful.
That's like interesting. I think we see this in general with the product where we're working to support an increasingly diverse range of more sophisticated applications, many of which have more nuanced needs as it bears on the management of the log data itself, independent of the analysis of the log data and making use of it after the fact.
Wow, that's incredible, honestly, because of the changing security and data locality requirements and all the new compliance that comes out every single year. So I can see the trend moving towards more control over this. And Terry mentioned that this is the catnip that we all look for, learning about these launches. You already gave us a lot to chew on here, covering everything from retention to the log buckets and log views. But why don't we go ahead and talk about how we can actually apply these new concepts in real practice? Do you have any thoughts on best practices here?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the way you can take what Reid has described as these kind of fundamental building blocks and really build some real solutions on top of the cloud logging platform. One of the first ones is in some ways kind of obvious, but we have many customers now that have important requirements to meet a regulatory regime such as FedRAMP, right? That's the US government standard for data management. And so literally now being able to specify the region where your log data is to be stored and where that log data can't leave makes it so much easier to meet these regulations. And if you combine that with our new regionalized endpoints and send your log data there, that the logging product can guarantee that your log data won't leave a particular geographical region. So that's a really nice thing that is kind of been introduced in regionalization. Another best practice, which is probably my favorite one with the introduction of log buckets, is we can now do cross-project routing. So a GCP project is a fundamental concept in GCP. And up until now, as Reed was saying, the logs could only be stored in the project that they were received by. But now what you can do with log buckets is you can receive logs in one project and have them automatically routed to another project. And the reason this is very useful is, imagine you're a security administrator in your company. You can now automatically set up with just a single configuration that all the projects in your organization should automatically route a copy of your audit logs into another special secure project that only you have access to. And this is great because it means the security personnel will always have a secure copy of all the activity as recorded by audit logs in their project, independent of what the individual owners of those projects, who may be developers or support personnel or whatever, independent of the way they configure their projects. So this really brings centralized secure logging to your GCP projects at an organization level, which is so important. My last best practice that I'm a great fan of, which we're seeing happen a lot, is we're a multi-tenant cloud platform in GCP. But of course, many of our customers in turn build their own multi-tenant systems. And so what views and buckets, and particularly views, also allows you to do is build a new multi-tenant layer on top of your log management. So you can use GCP's cloud logging system and have centralized logs, but you can now, using views and buckets, silo certain parts of that log data virtually for different teams inside your organization. So let me give you an example. Perhaps you're running a big GKE cluster, and on that GKE cluster, you run developer workloads, you run billing workloads, perhaps you run some quality control workloads, and all of the log data from that cluster is going into the single GCP project because you want centralized log management. But you also want to make sure that each party, developers, testers, billing, only see their own logs. You can do that now with views. You can hand out a view to each of the different teams, and this effectively makes it look like only their logs are in the project, and it's actually locked down and people can't circumvent it. So using views to build your own multi-tenant view on top of your centralized log management system is actually a really popular application and an emerging application of some of the new features that Reed has listed. So they're just three of them. So bringing it all together, you can now create a bucket, mandate that those logs should be stored in a certain region with specific retention. And then you can use views to create temporary or permanent secure views into different slices of that log data. Really important stuff to help people meet their regulatory needs.
It's cool. Like, one of the things I've noticed when I'm talking about any of our tech to audiences is that a lot of times, like, I'll have to throw in like things to help people understand the scale of what we're doing. I remember one for networking, which was like, we transfer the Library of Congress 10 times a second with this. Do you have those kind of like wow numbers or stats about logging to kind of help people get a sense of what kind of capacities we're dealing with?
I sure do. It's a fascinating space. And in some ways, it just reinforces the point that Reed was saying earlier on, that the sheer volume of log data is very large. It's large for our customers, and it's very large for us. I've been in the logging business now for over 10 years, built various systems, and it's pretty exciting to work on GCP's cloud logging system because it is literally one of the largest in the world, right? Not alone are we receiving log data from end users out there, but the systems that we build have to collect log data from all the big GCP services such as BigQuery and Cloud SQL and Compute Engine. And we do that so our users have all the log data from the software that they are running right there. But it's an amazing engineering challenge. I mean, just to give you an idea, right? I checked the numbers recently. We are ingesting and indexing in real time 2.5 exabytes per month of data. That's 2.5 billion gigabytes every month. And like I said, we have to ingest and index that in real time. So that's an amazing number. And I tried to get some context for it. So I actually looked this up before I came onto the broadcast. And it turns out that all the words ever spoken by humanity is 5 exabytes. So that means after 2 months, we have indexed an equivalent amount of data. So the volume is enormous and it's not going away, right? And I guess that's why we're lucky to have the big backends that Google have spent the last 20 years developing. So we're pretty fortunate to be able to use the same infrastructure that YouTube runs on and Google Search and so forth. So, you know, we can turn around and offer that kind of reliability to our end users. You know, we can promise that the log data will be there when they need it. But just the volume is truly something else.
Can I throw in, I'm glad that the retention on every word spoken by humans is not as robust. I feel like some things are best left in the past, perhaps.
Thank goodness for that. But 2.5 billion gigabytes, that's just mind-boggling.
2.5 exabytes.
Exabytes. Honestly, I can't even wrap my head around that, really. It's just insane. So it underlines the fact that you're right, it's an integrated system with a lot of the storage systems that we've built at Google that are a huge part of the other products that we offer on Google Cloud. You've talked today about the need for log management as well as the analysis layer on top of it that we've been able to provide. And we have more exciting features coming out this year. So is there anything that we missed today and what should we be looking for in the future?
I think the future is going to be very interesting. And I think we have a new product manager like Reed on the team. So we're even more excited with the ideas that our product managers will come up with, I say, to our development teams to build even interesting stuff. You know, Stephanie, I think it's interesting. If you take a step back, we spent today talking about management, not really query and analysis, but the actual management of the data. And the management of the data is just as critical to its analysis for, you know, successful modern computer systems, particularly with all of us moving to the cloud. And when I think about where the product's going to go next from the point of view of an engineering manager, I see a cycle that I think some people out there, particularly other engineers and developers, might find interesting. Cloud logging products often start by offering very impressive analytics features. And as a result, they become even more popular. But then those products have to enter a development phase to help users manage the sheer amount of data that users are sending to the logging system. So the product development teams, like ours at Cloud Logging, then dedicate significant resources to improving log management itself. And that's what Reed and I have actually spent a lot of time talking about today. But then, of course, better log management enables even more log data to be sent, which requires even better analysis. So I do think from an engineering point of view, cloud logging is kind of coming to an end in the log management development cycle, and we're increasing our investments on insights. So I would say I hope we can return in the near future to tell you about the next generation insights that we'll be providing. And also, I think getting rid of data silos is a big theme now within cloud logging and GCP generally. And that is something that hopefully we can return in the future to tell you more about.
I guess I'll throw in that my own recent experience, I've been working on a lot of consumer features. I was working in search most recently. And in that environment, I became very attuned to just how little time everybody has. And this is, of course, just as true when people are getting their jobs done as it is when they're, I don't know, trying to figure out if you're going to spend too much on something or figure out what the right thing to fix a problem is or whatever. So I'm excited because I see these advancements as opening doors for us both on the frontiers of what our most sophisticated customers are going to need, but at the same time offering opportunities for us to make the early work, that of developers and so on, easier and more manageable.
That's absolutely great. So if I'm either a new GCP customer or someone who hasn't really dug into logging, what would you suggest I do to get started?
I'll definitely recommend our public documentation. We put a lot of time into that, and we should include a link to it in the notes. The other thing we've put a lot of investment into recently as well is we've written a series of white papers, especially around how to configure and use GCP's cloud logging system to meet various regulatory and compliance regimes. So I think there's great public resources on the cloud ops page of GCP, and in particular, the white papers. So be on the lookout for those.
Terry, I feel like you can answer this too, because you have published or are working on some tutorials that are in console for cloud logging. Is that right?
Yeah, we have like a tour of cloud logging that we just put out. We'll include the link in the materials. But basically what it does is it walks you through each of the individual pieces, kind of showing you like this is the query builder, this is the results panel. And then actually has you set up a job that generates a lot of logs in a short period of time so that you can actually see how to get the answers for your app out of cloud logging. We'll include the link there.
Well, Philip and Reed, thank you so much for coming on the podcast once more to talk about the next launches that we can look forward to in cloud logging.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great.
Absolutely.
So you often think about the surge of data in the past decade, but you tend to think more about data coming from mobile devices or multimedia streaming, machine learning. To me, at least, I don't often think about the abundance of log data generated by all the systems that support these services. And so I just found the numbers astounding.
With all of what you mentioned there, teams are left with just an exorbitant amount of data to have to deal with. Cloud logging does a lot of the heavy lifting for you, which is really great. Like, basically, there are so many times where I have started up with a Google process or one of the Google Cloud products, and it just starts spitting logs without me having to do anything for it, which is great because, you know, you often don't know that you need logs and you don't know the logs that you need until you actually have a problem. And if that problem is a security problem or compliance problem or governance issue or just a everyday ordinary developer trying to figure out what is going wrong with their app, having all of that done for you and put into one place without having to think about it is such a huge burden off, you know, at least my shoulders as a developer.
That's well said. You don't know that you need it until you need it, which is an unfortunate circumstance, but also just the fact that collecting logs has just become more important than ever. And that's part of what they were talking about today. It seems to be that there are more features around just making it more manageable for developers because of the abundance of data. So just trying to sift through it is a huge undertaking for people. I think, you know, the log views, the collection, the ability to unburden teams and manage access, that seems to be the direction we're going in to make it easier for developers and whoever needs to look at the logs at the end of the day.
I think there's a lot of pressure. We kind of forget sometimes, like at least my development window is sort of, I develop for my own purposes and I'm developing to explain all this stuff to our audience of Google customers. But so many other issues come up with like security and governmental certifications, things like FedRAMP, that logging just has to be done right. And having easier ways to manage that, having ways of storing all this stuff for the various levels of retention that you have to have. Again, it's all about unburdening the developer or the teams or the systems folks. Let the platform do it for you instead of you having to do that work for yourself.
Yeah. Beyond developer experience, there's also a very strict requirement circumstance and landscape these days with the compliance. So it was a really helpful conversation. And Terry, I know we already brought this up, but there are some awesome things you're working on. So I wanted to give you a chance to give it a plug.
Sure. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah. So part of the reason why, Stephanie, you graciously invited me on this week is that I've been working on tutorial content for the Cloud Ops team, just released one for cloud logging itself, which is just basically a little tour of the cloud logging interface to get people started. The great thing about these tutorials that I'm working, and I got to not use the internal name for it because it's sort of meaningless externally. We call them walkthroughs. But what's great about them is that they're for a different type of learning style where you call up the actual cloud console and you get little pointers that say, like, click on this piece of the console. Instead of you having to read directions, having to switch back and forth between, you know, what's on a web page and what's in the console, it's right in the console. And then it also gives pointers that, like, when you click on something, it'll actually go over and highlight that thing so you know the exact thing to click on. And so I find having worked with similar types of tutorials with different technologies, it's a great way to learn. And so I'm so happy that we're now doing this with Google Cloud. And I'm really glad I get to bring this to everyone. So hopefully we'll link the tutorial for cloud logging here, because I think that could be really helpful for your listeners. And yeah, that's what I've been working on.
Yeah. I mean, if we didn't link that, it would be a total missed opportunity. I have done the tutorial myself. And you're talking about learning styles. That is my learning style. It's so easy to have everything in the console. It's just so valuable. So thank you for the work there. I know some other teammates of ours have also collaborated on it, but you've just done a fantastic job. So cheers to you.
Thank you. Yeah. The rest of my teammates that have been working on it have really made it easy to look good with this stuff. It's been a group effort. Thank you for highlighting them. They really deserve it too.
Yeah, of course. We're proud of everyone here. All right. Well, until next time, we're going to have to say bye to everyone. So see you all next week.
See you.